Dustin Martin, I presume he's playing this week. He hasn't headed to Sydney just yet.
I really admired Damien for answering the way he did, because in the old days you'd say, no, he's contracted and we wouldn't let him go and under no circumstances, da, 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 and which is really our position. Our position is he's contracted and we'd love him to stay and we hope he does and we think he will. But the truth is, if someone like Dusty, who we respect so much as an individual, came to Damien and said, there's all of these things happening in my life and I need to go to Sydney, well, we'd have to listen to him. And that's really what he said. We'd listen to him. But from a pure footy point of view, we've done all the things we've needed to. We've contracted him. He's committed to us. We're committed to him. We want him to stay, and he's a great player for us, and we don't want him to go anywhere. But if something really weird happened, like has, you know, kind of happened in the world with the COVIDs and, you know, losing his dad and all those sorts of things, if something really happened, well, sure, of course we'd listen to him because we respect him. But we don't think that'll happen, and obviously we're very keen to keep him.
Have you ever heard the Sydney idea from his lips at all?
No, I haven't, I must admit, no.
So you don't, I mean, it's the ultimate bit of love.
No, we're not worried about it. No. We're not worried about it. But, I mean, this is a crazy world. All sorts of things happen. And, well, when you have to deal with them, if they happen, if that were to happen, if something really weird like that happened, well, we certainly would listen to his story. But we're pretty certain that won't be an issue. We don't think he's got any real desire to get out of the Tigers, but I'm sure that's the case. But if something else came up, well, we would certainly talk to him. And that's what I think I admire our footy club and most footy clubs nowadays. They actually take the individual into account more than we ever used to. We used to say, go to buggery, just do what you're told. Now we at least listen to them, which I think is good.
How is he on the happiness scale? Barmy, you're obviously a reader of people's demeanour. Is he looking happy and regenerated, rejuvenated? Do you think he's got a long-term future now, the Tigers, now that he's had the space that he needed?
Yeah, no, I think he has. I think he's pretty good. But again, you never know for sure. But no, he looks pretty good to me, and he's starting to play some good footy again. So, no, we're very excited about what he brings.